Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will tell us what the halacha is when one sells a mode of transport and what is sold along with that mode of transport. Hamochar es hasfina, somebody sells a ship. Machar es hatoren, sold along with it is the mast, M-A-S-T, the mast of the ship. Ves hanes, and the sail of the ship. Ves haogin, and the anchors of the ship. Ves kol hamanhiginosa, all those that are manhigin. Manhigin literally means lead, that lead the ship, but the Gemara says it refers to the oars that were used to row. Avol lo machar, however, what's not sold with it is lo eso avodim, not the servants that run the ship. Lo eso amartzufin, and not the large bags that were used to keep the merchandise that is kept in the ship. Lo eso antikin, not the merchandise itself. However, it was man she'amar lo, at a time when the seller says to the buyer, "Hiv v'chol masha pesocha, I'm selling you the ship with everything in it," hari kulan mechurin, all of the items are sold with it. Now, the Mishnah now moves to the case of a wagon. Machar es hakaron, somebody sells a wagon. Lo machar es haprodos, he hasn't sold with the wagon, he has not sold the mules who drag the wagon. However, the Gemara points out that this is only true, that they're not sold with the wagon, when they are not tied to the wagon at the time of the sale. If they're tied to the wagon at the time of the sale, then they would be included in the sale. The Mishnah continues that machar es haprodos, if one sells the mules, lo machar es hakaron, he has not sold the karon with it, even if it was tied, if they were tied to the karon, since you could ride on the produs them directly. They have a function without the karon, without the wagon. Machar es hatzemet. Let's say if somebody sells a tzemet. A tzemet refers to the old, the yoke that is kept on the necks of the cattle that pull either a wagon or they pull a plow. So if one sells a tzemet, lo machar es habakar, he has not necessarily sold the cattle along with it. Machar es habakar, and if he sells cattle, lo machar es hatzemet, he hasn't sold the yoke along with it either. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadamim Modian, the price will tell us what the reality is in terms of what he sold. Ketzad, how is that? Amar lo, if the buyer says to the seller, Mechor li tzimdach b'masayim zuz, sell me your tzemed, your yoke, for 200 zuz, hadavar yadua, it's clear and known, she'ein hatzemed b'masayim zuz, that a yoke doesn't sell for 200 zuz, that's an outrageous price. And therefore, obviously, he's including the cattle. The Chachamim Amrim, and the Chachamim say, Ein Adamim Raya, the price is no proof. And that is because maybe he's giving him the rest of the money simply as a matnas chinam, as a gift. The Gemara asks that according to the Chachamim, if the price is no proof, then it should be a case of onah, it should be an overcharging. And the halacha is that makes the sale batal, the sale is null and void. So the Gemara responds to this question by saying that the idea of onah, of overcharging, is only within the realm of reason. If it seems it's something that's overcharging, but it's somebody could make a mistake and think that's actually the cost. But something that's totally outrageous, that is not even subject to the laws of onah, because everybody knows what's going on.